You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Once again, it is my privilege to welcome back to the show Chris Houck, who is the Communications Director of the Providence Singers. Welcome back, Chris.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be back.
Nice to have you with us. And she's brought a rookie, a first-timer with us here on Conducting Conversations. He is a tenor with the Providence Singers. His name is David Keller. Welcome, David.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's nice to have you both here with us tonight. We're going to find out everything in the world about the Providence Singers and a major event coming up on April 9th. And Chris, tell us what that's going to be.
That is going to be the monumental chorus blockbuster, Carmina Burana, plus some other works by Nancy Galbraith.
Carmina Burana.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be April 9th, and where?
That's going to be at 7 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Providence.
Aha, Veterans Memorial Arts and Cultural Center. If you haven't been there since its recent development, you should make sure you stop in and see the wonderful changes. Maybe have a little snack next door at the Temple Restaurant, and then take the show in. David, we introduced you as a tenor. Understand you've been with the chorus about 6 years, 6-7 years, something like that?
Yes, I just got back from a sabbatical, actually, where I sang with the Washington Chorus for a year. So it's 7 years, but with one away.
One away. Now, is that Washington, D.C. or Washington?
It was, yes.
Washington, D.C.
It was a sort of fortuitous chance. I was there on sabbatical for my day job as on the faculty at UMass Medical School. And Julian Walkner, who was our former artistic director, had taken over the Washington Chorus. So I called him up and said, can I sing? And he remembered me from Providence and said, sure.
There you go. There you go. That's great. So a little busman's holiday, as they say.
Exactly.
Well, it's great to be a tenor.
There is that. It's also great to, you know, it's great to have the kinds of connections that you get from the Providence Singers. One of the nice things about being a Providence Singer in the Washington Chorus was Julian is moving them in the direction he moved us, towards more new music, towards some more innovative programming. And he would use us as an example frequently and kind of point at me and say, see, we did it. He did it.
It's possible.
You can all do it, too.
Now, the Providence Singers, for those of you that are not aware of the organization, have been around for quite a while. And right now, about 140 members, something like that?
Well, there's just about 100 of us right now. But okay, we're going to be doing this particular concert with the Rhode Island Children's Chorus as our guests. So there will be 140 singers on stage.
140 singers on stage April 9th. That'll be pretty spectacular. Well, let's get to a piece of music. And then we'll find out some more about the program coming up. Tell us what you have for us first, Chris.
Well, this is the piece everyone is usually dying to hear. If you don't know the name Carmina Burana, you most certainly will recognize the opening movement. It's called O Fortuna, and I'll tell you a bit about the ensemble that's singing it after we get to the break.
All right, we're actually going to do two pieces, one right after the other, right?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Out of the
Chris, very powerful and dynamic music, to say the least.
Absolutely.
Must be very enjoyable to sing. Is that true, Kevin? Kevin, yeah. See, I have a friend named Kevin Keller now. I knew I was going to do that. No, David. Okay.
It's fine. It really is. This is my first time singing it, so it's all new music to me, and it's really interesting and impressive and hard in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Now, the conductor for this concert is going to be different than what people have seen for the last few years, right?
Yes, our usual conductor, Andrew Clark, who's our artistic director, is very busy these days with one of his other jobs, which is teaching at Harvard now.
Right.
And we've had a few guest conductors, and we are very pleased to be welcoming Maestro Robert Page as our guest conductor for this particular concert.
Now, in the world of small things and everybody knowing everybody, there's a circle of knowing things. David, you were telling me a story about Dr. Page, right? Where your son was involved?
Oh, well, it gets into a story we'll get into later, which is why we commissioned a piece of music from a composer from Pittsburgh. But Dr. Page actually came up to conduct a concert with the Junior Providence Singers in 2003,
yeah.
I believe, which is where I first encountered him. And my son was in awe of him, said it was the most amazing rehearsals he'd ever been to. And it was after that I decided to get back into choral singing. I'd sung in college and hadn't sung mm-hmm. since then. And when my son did his first concert with the Junior Singers, where they were, of course, joined by the big people singers, the adult singers.
People. I like I
was sitting in the audience and said, oh my gosh, if I joined Providence Singers and Josh stays in the Junior Providence Singers, I'll get to sing concerts with my son.
That's a very neat thing.
That was really neat. We did that for 3 years. So, the concert that Dr. Page directed did some of the rehearsing for was awesome. And I've since actually, I traveled and toured with him two summers ago when he led a trip to Budapest and Vienna. We did the creation mm-hmm. In honor of the, 200th anniversary of,
It sounds right.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Something like that.
We'll go with that.
Anyway, it was fun to sing in Stephan's Dome with Dr. Page. He's pretty amazing.
Chris, if people are interested in getting tickets for this event, they can do so by going to your website, right?
That's right. Our website is providencesingers.org, and there are links through the website to online sales, or you can call the VMA and PPAC box office, which is 401-421-ARTS.
401-421-ARTS, ARTS. That's the number now for lots of things that mm-hmm. Get you great connections, but that's the number to call for tickets for this
right.
event. Tell us about the next piece we're about to listen to.
Well, all of the selections from Carmina Burana that we're listening to this evening are from the Cleveland Orchestra recording from 1976, which Robert Page was chorus master of, and for which they won a Grammy.
Aha.
So this is the recording.
So we have a Grammy Award winner coming to town.
Who won a Grammy for this specific work. He will be conducting us in the work that he won a Grammy for,
all right,
which is very exciting for us. And the piece is called Floret Silva, and it features separate women's and men's sections in this very engaging segment about the joys of spring and the heartbreak of being single in the spring.
Okay, well, the joys of spring sounds good to me, so let's go and listen to this right now. great music, and one of the things about this is we get a little bit enthralled here, and we're going a little bit long, so I'm going to ask you quickly to explain this next couple pieces that are coming up between you and Chris. What is your impression of the next couple pieces we'll listen to?
Yeah, the next piece is
In Taberna,
which is what it sounds like, in the tavern, and it's a drinking song. I strongly urge looking at the translation. It's you drink here, you drink there, you drink everywhere, and drinking is good.
And drinking is great.
And
okay.
That's what they do, and it's a men's song, and it's a lot of fun. It's very fast. It's Latin very fast, and it's just fun.
High speed Latin.
And the next piece is for children's chorus with a soloist.
That's the one after that.
Yes.
So we'll listen to both of those together, then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Providence Singers.
Bibi, 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 Bib
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Zullo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Zullo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Zullo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelzulloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening listening to music provided to us by the Providence Singers. And David Keller is here, and we introduced him at the beginning of the show as a tenor with the Providence Singers, and that's true, except there's more reason, there's more to it as to why you're here this evening with us.
Yeah.
Tell us the whole story.
Well, I'll tell you some of it. Actually, the whole story is on our website. If you go to the to providencesingers.org and look at the about this concert for our upcoming concert, Mark Nichols wrote a really nice story about the why we commissioned this piece of music. The reality is that my wife and I commissioned a piece of new music from Nancy Galbraith that will be premiered for the first time heard anywhere in the world at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium in at this concert. And the reasons for our 25th wedding anniversary. The short version of that is we, at our wedding 25 years ago, we used the Shakespeare sonnet that begins, "Let not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments," as the text for our wedding. And it was read by my wife's brother and really liked the poem. Uh-huh. And so when we were looking for something to, we were thinking about what we wanted to do for our 25th anniversary, I said, why don't we commission a piece of music that uses that text because it's Shakespeare and so it's not under copyright and anyone could arrange it.
Right.
And then we heard some music by Nancy Galbraith that that Providence Singers commissioned back in 2007 that kind of knocked our socks off and said, that's the person. How do we get in touch with her? Because she was a professor at Carnegie Mellon. And then a year later, our son began as a freshman at Carnegie Mellon.
So it all works together.
So we met her at his first concert at Carnegie Mellon and asked her to commission to write the piece, and she agreed. So that was the sort of short version of the story.
Yeah.
So now it's in the hands of the Providence Singers, Chris.
Yes, it's Sonnet 116, and our artistic director Andrew Clark will be joining us to conduct the premiere of this piece.
Okay, so the audience will get both. You're going to have the guest conductor.
We'll have the guest conductor. We'll have Robert Page. We'll have Andrew Clark conducting Sonnet 116's premiere, and we'll also have Christine Noel conducting a piece for just the Rhode Island Children's Chorus.
Excellent. All right. So what are we listening to now?
Well, the first thing we're going to listen to is excerpts from a percussion trio by Nancy Galbraith called Island Echoes.
All right. And then there's another piece right off that. We're going to go one right into the other, the first cut and second cut?
Yeah, it's two cuts from Island Echoes.
All right, here we go. Thank you. Interesting percussion pieces. That's very interesting music.
Yeah, and we're opening the concert with that piece.
Very nice. And now we have another piece from the same composer.
Well, this next piece is called Wild Nights. It's one of two Emily Dickinson songs that we commissioned from Ms. Galbraith in 2007 for the NEA-sponsored music festival that we put on.
Wild Nights.
Mm-hmm.
David, did that have anything to do with why you wanted this commission for your anniversary?
Well, in point of fact, the piece did, although it wasn't
the
title as such, but okay. It was really the way that the music respected the poetry and enhanced the poetry. I mean, the poem is a great poem anyway, mm-hmm. but the music makes it better, and I think that's the art of composition, and I just was really struck by that when I listened to it.
We'll give it a listen now. Tell by the applause that that was a live performance, Chris.
Yes, it was. That was performed by Concora, which is a 30-member professional choral ensemble from Connecticut. They joined us for the festival in 2007.
Great. All right. And what do we have next?
we have part two of two Emily Dickinson songs called The Sea of Sunset. And as David mentioned, the composer was very sensitive to the texts when she set the music. And you'll see that she takes a different tack on Sea of Sunset.
All right. We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more of the Providence Singers.
Thank you. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Suo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Suo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are with the Providence Singers tonight and listening to music for their upcoming performance on April 9th. Chris, that's going to be at VMA, Veterans Memorial Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And that's April 9th at what time?
At 7 p.m.
7 p.m. And tickets are available by calling 401-421-ARTS. That's the number to call now for just about everything. And check that out. And also, you can go on. They can go online. And order,
yes, they
right?
can go online. It's easiest to get to online sales by going to providencesingers.org.
That's
easy. There's
enough.
A direct link.
Providencesingers.org.
And if you're a WCRI listener, you can save $6 on an adult ticket by using WCRI as your secret password.
Aha! Well, let's say that again. An opportunity to save $6, and you can support the Providence Singers by, if you were on the fence of whether or not you should go, this will be a great opportunity. Save $6 per ticket by just using the secret word WCRI
mm-hmm.
online. Can they do that if they call in?
They can do that if they call in as well.
They just whisper it.
Yeah.
Knock, knock, and
that's right. Knock three times
all
and
right.
say WCRI.
All right.
And
great.
This concert's worth the drive. We have people coming up from New York City to hear it. We have people coming from, I think David has friends coming from far distances.
Yeah. We've invited our entire extended family. I think the furthest is my sister-in-law is flying in from Southern California. So she's very excited to hear what we've done.
But it's not just you. I have members who told me very excitedly that after the email, they have friends coming up from New York for a visit and to hear this concert.
Mm-hmm. And we have some of those too.
Yeah.
It's great for the economy. You're doing a wonderful thing, David. All right. Chris, we have two short pieces right now. Tell us about these two.
These are basically Come Hither songs. They're romantic. They're a little bit beyond romantic. I won't say much more than that about it. If you want to know more, you can check out the translations online.
Aha. All right.
Well, although, again, this composer makes it pretty clear in the music what it means.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Si, puer cum puellula, morare tu in cellula. Puellula, morare tu in cellula.
Paritere medio.
Amore suscescente.
Paritere medio.
A vosso propetenio. A vosso
propetenio. Fidulus ineffabilis, membri tacetis labilis.
Fidulus ineffabilis, membri tacetis labilis. Si! Pure cum puellula morare tu in cellula.
Egypt, 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 Egyp
Chris, here we are. Another hour has sped by, and thank you so much for bringing this music to us. And
thanks for having us.
It's always great to have the Providence Singers here, and Chris is doing a great job with them. And David, a pleasure meeting you and finding all about your commission that you are going to have debuted, world premiere, on April 9th.
Very exciting, and thank you very much for having us.
It's great to have you here. And we're going to wrap it up with trying to squeeze a little bit more music in. Tell us what we have left, Chris.
Well, the flirtation that was building in the last two movements has now reached a full-blown romance. It's spring, we're in love, we're excited about it, and every aspect of the chorus is now involved. The children sing little bits, the baritone sings exciting bits, and you get to hear something really stunning come out of the soprano.
Excellent. All right, there you have it. April 9th, Veterans Memorial Auditorium, providencesingers.org, and don't forget 401-421-ARTS, and if you mention WCRI, you get that $6 discount. Here you go. Listen to this great music, and we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.